But the world is described in a particular manner. Now, there are many words in Sanskrit to describe the world, the universe. Vishwa is the word of the universe. Dhamma is also a word for the universe. Yom also is a word used for universe. But here the word that is used for universe is Jagat, which is very significant. It is not pell-mell. As Shrimad says, the rishis in writing the Upanishads were extremely precise. They never wrote casually. Like many poets of the present, they write casually. But the Upanishadic seers were poets. They are extremely precise in their images. When they use a word, it meant something very tremendous in their own mind. What is the tremendous meaning that they are giving to the word? If you use the word Jagat, it means go. Go in Sanskrit means movement. Like go, also in English, it has come from this word, Sanskrit word actually, the go English word has come from go of Sanskrit. Origin of all these speeches, Aryan speeches, if you examine, there are so many correspondences in your mind, whether in English, or in German, or in French, or in Italian, or in Greek, or in Latin, or in Tamil, or in Sanskrit. All these are what are called Aryan languages. And therefore you find so many similarities in these words. So, ga, in all these languages, means movement. So in Sanskrit, Gama Gachati will go away, it is. Those who know Sanskrit, we all learn, one of the first words we learn in Sanskrit is Gama Gachati will go. Gam is the root of the word. Gama Gachati, then one goes. So, Jagat is that which moves. So there is a word Isha. Then there is the word Vasa, then the word Sarva, and then there is this word Jagat, that which moves, constantly moving, that which is in motion. So then it says actually, instead of saying this universe, it simply says all that is moving. Instead of saying the world, it says all that is moving is for habitation by the Lord. That's the meaning of the first sentence. Isha vasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat. All that is there, that is moving, is for habitation by the Lord. Then he says, tyaktena, there is a word tyakta. Tyakta means renounce. Give up, abandon. From where the word comes, tyaga means. Tyaga. Tyaga means renunciation, giving up. Act of giving up is tyaga. These are very important words which you have to understand. Because we are learning an Upanishad which is written in Sanskrit, unfortunately which is not known by you. But they are very important. Because these words have their own meanings, and you have to see that, actually speaking, the right method of learning anything is to learn directly to the language in which it is written. But this condition is very difficult to fulfill right now, and yet we want to grasp what is there. So we have to start where we are and do our best in the way in which we can. And therefore, I am giving you a greater trouble to go into these words. Tyaga. Tyaga is a very important word in the whole Indian culture. Not only now, all throughout the history of India, the word Tyaga is very important. Tyaga means renunciation, to give up, to abdicate. gunjita, this is another word, gunja, bhoja, bhojana, you know, the word bhojana is a meal. You eat. You eat to enjoy. So any object of enjoyment is bhojana. Not only your meal, but anything. Any object you enjoy is called bhojana. So this word is important, bhojana. The word is gunja and the noun is bhojana. Gunj is to enjoy and bhojana is the meal, is the object of enjoyment, is bhojana. Dhanam is another word, dhanam. D-H-A-N. Dhana means wealth. Not only wealth in the terms of money, any wealth is dhana. Anything which I regard as my property, as my possession, is dhana. If I say this is my class, then this class is my dhana.